hate my apartment.
You hate your pizza oven? Yeah. What song would you like to hear here, Andy? Cereal Bowl or Two Guys with a Spoon? Spoon Man or Cereal Killers? What do you want?
I like the Jonas Brothers one.
Oh, okay.
It's two guys with a spoon, just a bowl and a spoon. They're reviewing cereals for you. What is Scott gonna say? What's Andrew gonna say? Will their cereals be good or just okay?
Okay, that was you. That's what Andrew's gonna say. Okay.
I don't say it like that.
Sometimes you do.
No.
Do me a favor today, if you think it's okay, just say okay.
Okay.
Nice. Perfect. Welcome to Serial Killers, episode 132. Today is Monday. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. I'm Scotty B.
I'm Andrew.
And this is the Serial Podcast where we talk about cereal. And what do? We think inside the box.
Still not trademarked.
Yeah, you know, that really never caught on, but it's very clever.
It is very clever for you. If I had control of like putting in sound effects, yeah, there would be so many little millennial sounds that I would put in that would just make me chuckle if I were listening to this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of wish I was able to do that.
Well, you can just give me ones that you want to hear and
really?
I'll just put them in.
Because there's a really good TikTok sound where it's like, to you, and I would love to play it.
See, but I don't spend hours upon hours on TikTok. I have no idea what's going on there unless my daughter shows me
something. Let me tell you something. This is the false equivalency that you Gen Xers have.
The false equivalency.
What are you doing?
I'm so hot.
Well, how are you hot?
I'm sweating. I need to drink my unsweetened iced tea.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is you spend your life on Facebook. You share everything on Facebook. You do everything on Facebook. Yet, it's like the kids, though, they're on the social media. No. Adults are using it just as much, if not more.
I know. I sit and watch videos. People send me TikToks. I get it.
But you just were like, yeah, I wouldn't watch that. I didn't spend hours upon hours. You legitimately just said it.
But I'm not watching, yeah, that, or whatever you said.
What?
Charlie, whatever her name is.
Who?
I'm not watching these famous TikTokers.
Nobody is.
I like watching people fall off tables and
stuff. Same. Yeah. My whole For You page is basically dogs and people falling on their faces.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
So those aren't Charlie whatevers. I don't know what you're talking about.
What, D'Amelio? What?
Okay, cool.
Right? That's the big TikToker that makes like $30 million a month.
Angry.
Yeah. What are we doing wrong?
I'm not doing dance tutorials.
Actually.
Hold on.
If that's your dance moves, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's what my kids do all day. You walk through the supermarket or the park or whatever, and all the kids are that.
Are you having a stroke?
That exactly.
Should I call 911?
That's what my wife always says. She's like, guys, you got to calm down. People are going to think there's something wrong, you know, because they're just flailing their arms.
It's so funny because
your phone just lit up. Who is that? It's a text. Who is it?
It's my friends, but I'm doing a podcast, so I'm going to keep talking on the podcast. I'm not just going to keep noticing people's phones.
Yes, but it lit up, though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is that the kids now are taking songs from our past and trying to put dance moves on them.
Aware, because my daughter's always like, how do you know that song? I'm like, hello, it's from the 90s.
Yeah, and the way, like, lean with it, rock with it, right? Lean with it, rock with it, lean with it, rock with it. You know that song?
And you know they also once got busy in a Burger King bathroom? They know that song, too, because what's that? The Humpty Dance?
Yes, yeah. I do know that one.
Right.
But lean with it, rock with it is a simple dance. You lean and you rock. That's all. Why are you adding snapping, pushing, like moving the hips?
You do that
pretty
well.
That's not in there.
You do a good job
there. It doesn't make sense.
All right, let's move on and eat some cereal. Again, this is another episode where it's completely listener supplied.
Okay.
And it's quite obvious that there are a lot of companies mm-hmm. that make cinnamon squares.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yep.
The original.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And lots of other people make them. We've had a bunch of them on the show. And this episode is just going to be called Cinnamon Square because there's so many of them. And our fantastic podcast listeners just keep sending them. So let's eat some of them and see how we like them. And I'm also pretty sure that we already did a Battle of the Cinnamon Squares. Like,
yeah, we did.
50 episodes ago. But there's so freaking many. Let's bang them out.
Okay. I actually had a dinner with Jake. You remember Jake?
And the fat man?
No, just Jake.
What's that show?
It's from Family Guy mentioned it once in one of their like.
Oh, so you know what
jokes.
It is. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, thanks Family Guy. Jake recommended that we get a TikTok page.
Remember that time we were going to get a YouTube channel and we haven't
done
that yet?
I might just upload the audio for right now.
Maybe you should. use like the little VU meters. So it's just like, but you know, with the, this, that's a VU meter.
Oh, yeah. Do you know?
So just talking.
Okay. So the only problem with that is that when you go to export the video, it literally takes every single thing individually and does it. So if you just export the audio as is and put a background behind it, it'll take like 5 minutes. To do it that way, it's like...
No, it doesn't actually have to be what's doing. Just a fake one. Just moving the whole time.
Yeah, again, even though it's moving, when it generates the video, it still has to process that.
I'm very confused. Yeah. Let me go down to the cereal sack. This one is coming from Molly. What are you looking at there, Andy?
Well, you're going to the cereal under your desk.
I can't see you?
Yeah, there you go.
Molly in Pennsylvania has a Wegmans near her. Mm-hmm. We have Wegmans around here in the tri-state area. You may have Wegmans where you live. It's a fairly large supermarket chain, mostly in the Northeast, I believe. So Wegmans, food you feel good about, cinnamon squares.
Cool.
Same front, same back.
Great.
Very lazy.
Wait, so if we're doing supermarket cereals now, are we doing like ShopRite ones?
We can, I guess. We did the ShopRite fake Lucky Charms.
Okay.
You know, with our buddy Scrunchy.
So we're just opening it up everywhere now.
Yeah, I don't care. It's because people are sending us
stuff. The cereal dam is broken.
No, the problem is, it's not a problem, but our wonderful listeners are sending us stuff. And I'm not just going to blow them off and not try it. I mean, we have to try it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, this bag is very cheap and tawdry. It just tore all over the place.
When you say cheap and tawdry, it makes you sound like a belle from the South. Oh, that dress is so cheap and tawdry.
Like a hooker. Can I have a cup, please?
What?
What? Isn't that
cheap? There are children listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you know, a hooker, like TJ Hooker, the show from the 80s.
Yes. To all you young children out there who were born in the 2000s and 2010s, do you remember TJ Hooker from the 80s? Oh, Elvis is calling. Hold on.
Oh, it's Elvis.
Hello.
Tell him we're doing serial killers.
Hi, Elvis.
Andrew just left. Now the cereal's getting soggy. I'll just be over here. What can I play? You know what? Let me see if I can find the TJ Hooker theme song. Wasn't that the show with Heather Locklear? I could be totally wrong, but she was a cop in the 80s on some show. I think. It is Heather Locklear. I knew it. Sorry, while you were busy on the phone, I was finding the TJ Hooker theme song. I gotta tell you, I do not remember that theme. I never watched it. I just remember seeing Coming Attractions. It's William Shatner and Heather Locklear.
What?
Yeah.
And now Heather Locklear is in a rehab facility.
Look how young he looks. That's
William Shatner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he dead?
No.
He's almost.
He's like in his 70s.
I mean, he was 1,000 years old when he was doing his Priceline commercials, and that was 20 years ago.
No, that was like 5 to 10 years ago.
Whatever.
Okay, so there's a big difference.
I think it was 20.
No, it wasn't, but... Are you really going to argue with me about William Shatner's Priceline commercials that were
Siri,
the past 5 to 10 years?
When did William Shatner start doing Priceline commercials?
So now you're finding a technicality.
I found this on the web for when did William Shatner start doing Priceline commercials.
Is your Siri an Indian man?
Sorry.
So I'm shook to my core. Wow.
Cooper did that. She went on my phone and changed everything, and I don't know how to change anything back.
Okay, well.
You know, because I'm not a millennial. I'm a Gen Xer, so, you know, how do I know anything? All right, let's see. Shatner returns to Priceline ads, and that was 2012, so that was 8 years ago. Let's
see. So I said 5 to 10 years.
Shut up. That's when he returned.
Why can't you just let me have it? I don't understand why this needs to be a fight or a discussion. Why?
It was at least 10 years ago. At least.
Okay. So I said 5 to 10 years ago. I don't know why you now have to make it a point to try and prove me wrong.
He's been the company spokesman for more than 14 years, and this article is from 2012. So he started in 1998, Andrew. 1998. That's 22 years ago. What's up now?
Well, then he took a hiatus, and
according
we don't know when
CNN.
He did.
No,
but
he
then
only
he
left
came
for,
back in 2012.
He only left for 7 months.
So the ads I remember are from the 2012s.
Uh-huh. All right, eat your soggy cereal. Go, Wegmans.
Where? Oh.
It's good, because it's sweet and cinnamony.
Yeah. It's there. Should I give it 4 bowls?
Yeah, it's here. That's another crutch that makes me crazy with you.
Okay.
It's there. Yeah.
Okay.
Four bowls. It's very good. Sweet.
Do you know how many things I could just start naming that I dislike that you say?
Yeah, a lot.
But I don't.
You can. That's what we're here for. That's what people want to hear.
No.
Go ahead.
Because I'm not a bully.
It has nothing to do with being a bully.
Yeah,
we're friends.
You're a bully.
No, I'm not.
You're a bully.
All right, let's move on to the next box.
You didn't rate it.
I did.
No, you didn't.
We both said four bowls.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Clean it out.
Well, I couldn't because you must have been saying I say a certain word all the time.
Thank you, Molly. Moving on to David. This box comes from Palm Coast, Florida. Better be careful. That's a hot spot. And this, I love, 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 love Publix. Publix okay. is one of my favorite supermarket chains. Yep. I mean, ShopRite number one, Publix probably number two.
Wow.
So we've got some cinnamon squares. They just call them cinnamon squares at all these stores. They can't come up with a clever name. They don't have a clever mascot. And I would never put raspberries in this cereal either.
Have you ever been to the Piggly Wiggly?
I've been to a Piggly Wiggly one time. Yes, I love their little pig logo. I even have a Piggly Wiggly shirt somewhere.
There's a good TikTok where the person says, "We're at the Piggly Wiggly."
Yeah, it's a supermarket. That's all with a silly name.
I like it.
And the Harris Teeter down in Virginia.
The who?
Harris Teeter?
I never heard of that.
Our buddy Cubby and I went there one time. I bought a watermelon. We threw it out the window on the road at like 80 miles an hour. It was good fun.
Okay, so if you were in the state of... What state is
Virginia.
In the state of Virginia, uh-huh. and you were in an accident from a watermelon in the... What year was it?
Maybe, you know, 2000 or so.
You may be entitled to compensation.
Call Andrew Esquire. Now, these don't look anything like Cinnamon Toast Crunch whatsoever.
They're puffy.
These are strange looking. They're curled up, almost like when they were made, they were very hot, and they curled up like a Shrinky Dink, and they never quite flattened out. Can I have your cup,
Shrinky
please?
Dinks.
What's a Shrinky Dink?
I know what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because they brought them back. You would not have otherwise.
When I was a kid, they were a thing.
Oh, yeah? Did you have chip Shrinky Dinks? No, I did.
You have problems. Like, serious problem. Oh, here we go with the chips.
Anytime I hear that, I think of my chips big wheel, and it makes me so sad that it broke.
As an adult, I want to get you an adult big wheel that's chips themed.
They don't have that anymore. All right,
here we go. Or get you a bike sticker that has chips on it.
I have to tell you about Publix, and it's the one thing that I remember as a kid. My grandparents used to live in Tamarack, Florida.
Huh.
You know, outside of Fort Lauderdale, down there, South Florida. And when I would go to Publix as a kid, they always had the S&H green stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get your stuff, and they would have this little machine that they would push buttons on, and the green stamps would come out. And you would lick them and stick them in this book, and you'd get to go to this place and cash them in for prizes and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Then they went online, and then they went away. All right, let's go.
That
Cinnamon
was
squares.
Like probably the best story ever told on Serial Killer.
Publix Green Wise Cinnamon Squares cereal. No. Not at all. These are disgusting. Complete satisfaction or your money back. Publix, these are coming your way. This is not good at all.
Yeah.
This gets a spoon.
I give it a bowl.
See, this is their organic Greenwise brand. They probably have a regular old Publix one that's just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This is not that.
Where was the cinnamon? Where?
Ooh.
That was disgusting.
Sorry, David. This one is not good.
I'm sorry.
You sent us a peanut butter thing also. We'll get to that at some other point, but... No, from this.
If you are in the Florida area and you see the cereal, don't buy it. That's it.
Yeah, Greenwise Cinnamon Square cereal. I mean, I guess if you're trying to be healthy and don't like things that have any taste whatsoever.
We have so many other cereals, which will soon be on SerialKillersPC.com, and you can check the list yourself for what healthy cereals we recommend.
Yeah.
We're going to have to...
Wait, we don't recommend healthy cereals.
I do. I like, I would say Grape Nut Flakes. Go do that if you're trying to be healthy.
Ugh.
Or do one of these Kashis that we like.
What's that guy's name on our listener, Harry Carey? What's his name?
Huh?
Harry Carey? What's the guy's, that listener's name that is always tweeting us?
Carey Hedges.
Carey Hedges. I feel like he almost stole SerialKillersPC.com because, you know, when we did that episode, we were talking about the website that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant to go search and buy something before that aired because I figured people are going to buy it up. And he must have gone and looked and was like, hey, did you guys buy Serial Killers PC yet? And it was still there, thankfully. Thank you, Carey Hedges, for not buying it and then selling it to us for like $7,000, which we wouldn't have done anyway. I would have just got like SerialKillers.ny or something, some stupid extension that nobody would ever use. But they had those all available.
Once Serial Killers PC is available, we're going to make this.
No, it's available.
Yeah, no. Once the site is done,
yeah.
You guys are going to be able to see the list, search for a cereal, see what we rate it. And if Scotty takes the time for it, which No doubt he will. He will recommend what maybe healthy cereals to buy.
No, I won't. Just look at our list, bro.
Well, like, I feel like if someone's looking at a Special K brand, do they know it's healthy?
So we should have like the cereal of the... None of this junk is healthy. There's nothing here that's healthy.
Yes, there is.
It's all awful
Grape
for you.
Grape Nut Flakes is good for you.
And not good for your tongue.
Okay. No one does it by like what feels bad on your
no,
tongue.
No, that's your... I'm talking about your taste buds.
Yeah, I think it tastes fine. I like grape nuts. Right, Amy likes grape nuts.
She does. Although, remember that time when she was on the show? I love grape nuts. 17 giant boxes of grape nuts I got her. Expired. Just sitting there.
Also, I just have to bring this up really quick.
What?
On the television, there's Extreme Couponing All-Stars. Why?
Oh, was that on the television? Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I had to listen how you had a sticker book in a Publix, so calm down.
They were puffy, scratch, and sniffs.
Cool, cool, cool.
Go on.
Extreme Couponing All-Stars. Why weren't you invited back?
I was invited back.
What?
The supermarket would not cooperate. And I could only do it at ShopRite. It wasn't my ShopRite. It was ShopRite Corporate. They weren't having it anymore. Because by the time they were doing All-Stars, all this coupon fraud and all this stuff was going on. And it was a whole scandal. And they were like, no, we're done with it. So only like the small mom and pop type chains were still cooperating and participating. So I was invited back. They wanted me to come back and do it, but... No dice.
Holy moly. Yeah. I feel like the same way there's like a Survivor Reddit.
Yeah.
There's like all these different Reddits for TV shows. There needs to be an Extreme Couponing one and be like, create your dream all-star cast.
And I
Scotty
told
will never return. I heard that he's not into it now.
I told the production company that I wanted more money if they wanted me back, and they were willing to pay, but the supermarket was not having it.
I can't. The next time Michelle is on here, she was on a Survivor All Winter season. You could have been brought back for an Extreme Couponing All-Star season.
Anytime Michelle is here, we talk about Extreme Couponing, so I'll have to bring it up again.
Also, in general, you just bring it up. Yeah.
Danny from Queens got this box from him. Did you know, Andrew,
yes,
that Amazon now has their own brand of food and cereal? It's called Happy Belly, which mine is.
Are you at 210 yet?
I'm not. And again... The lazy ass box with the same thing on the front and back. These companies have to step up their cereal box game.
This is what the new like millennial packaging is. It's just like, hey, here's like a weird logo. Here's what it is. Eat it.
Yep. Cinnamon Crunch. This is Cinnamon Crunch.
Okay. If we were to do a reality show together, I think we would be good on The Amazing Race.
You know, my wife, Amy, always said that that's what she wants to do with me, that show, because we'd be very resourceful.
100% could do The Amazing Race, no questions asked. Like, I would be so good at that show.
I thought we might be good on Supermarket Sweep.
I would not.
No, because you don't know any of that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing Race is all about logistics and, like, managing, like, your time, doing certain things. I could 100% do that.
But I'm not really good under pressure.
Okay, that is true. Yeah. So it would just be me sitting in the back of a car with you being like, shut your mouth.
I could help you like ship a package back to the United States, but other than that, I don't really, you know, have skills.
Okay, so I guess we won't be good partners on that one.
Yeah, sorry. Good though. All right, these are a little bit puffy also. Some of them have a lot more cinnamon than others, which means the little machine that makes them is not calibrated properly.
You didn't give me any milk.
Sorry.
Forgetting about me once again. Also, is there four cereals?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Ready?
I like it.
It has a totally different kind of taste. It has a Kellogg's cereal base taste with a cinnamon crunch type cinnamon. There's not enough cinnamon sugar on it. There's that for sure. It's not sweet. I don't like it.
I do. Amazon, corporate overlords. Thank you so much for making the cereal. I enjoy it. I give this 4 bowls.
2 bowls for me.
The taste is, like Scotty said, different. Don't go into this thinking you're getting Cinnamon Toast Crunch because you're not. However... It has a light cinnamon flavor that makes it taste good to me.
It all washes off in the milk right away. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the classic, and it's the best, and nobody can beat them.
Oh, wow.
But, no, 2 bowls. Sorry, Danny, but thank you very much. Danny also sent us some Amazon Corn Flakes and Amazon Honey Nut Fake Cheerios.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so we'll get to all that stuff at a later date, but thank you all so much for sending it. And still, if you want to send us cereal... You can DM us on Twitter or Instagram. We'll give you the address. And if we use your cereal on the show, we'll send you a shirt.
Yay!
And we're running out of XL, so, you know, don't eat so much cereal. Actually, XL is the most that we have, so eat a lot more and bulk up.
It's quarantine. The winter is coming.
Sure, why not? All right, thanks for listening to Serial Killers.
That's it?
We did 3.
Well, you gave me four cups.
I didn't. I just actually gave you a cup from over here.
Oh, okay.
So thank you for listening. We will see you on the next exciting episode of Serial Killers, where we will have a brand new serial.
Did you notice that, and I said this to my friend the other day, movies, like the trailers, stopped using voiceovers?
No. Like in a world. That?
Yeah, they stopped using that guy.
Well, he died.
Well, they just stopped doing voiceover narration, period, in trailers.
So it's just parts of the movie that play?
No, there's no one navigating it to be like, James Bond is back in an thrilling new adventure.
So what is it? It's just the movie, pieces of the movie?
Yes, with like a score under it, like Inception style. What's Inception? I never watched it. Did you see Chips the movie? It came out just last year.
In theaters, August 7th. Like, that's all? That's what it says?
No, there isn't even anyone that says the date. It doesn't
even say anything? Printed on the screen?
Yes.
Hmm.
I just think that's funny. It's just something to notice. And then when you really look back at old movie trailers, it's kind of embarrassing that they thought that they needed someone to narrate the trailer. Especially in like 90s comedies where it would be like the, what's the noise? Like ska music in the back. Like,
oh yeah, like Real Big Fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait. And it would always be like two pranksters on a journey.
Like the Jackass movie. That would have had all that.
No.
No?
Like Dumb and Dumber would.
Never saw it.
Of course you didn't.
I'm not a fan of Jim Carrey.
Wait, can you play like some nice ska music really quick?
Sure.
I'll come up with a buddy comedy trailer.
Okay. But then we got to go because this one's getting long and I hate long.
Okay.
Although some people do like it. I don't know.
I feel like if we recorded this, we would look like mukbangers.
This July, get ready for the comedy event of the season.
That was perfect. I mean, nobody could probably hear you because the music was so freaking loud, but I laughed in the studio, just so you know.
Go see it. Skater Bros in theaters this July.
Well, this July is over because it's August. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is today Monday?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
How was your birthday weekend?
It was great. Amy's birthday actually was on the 8th, so, you know, we had a blast.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good times.
Good.
Great oldies. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Please follow us, Serial Killers PC. Please like and subscribe. Do all those things. Listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you on Friday.
Yes, SerialKillersPC.com coming soon. It's going to have the list. It's going to have ways that you can listen.
It's not coming soon.
It is coming soon. And when it's there, everyone's going to be like, whoa, thanks, guys. I'm going to be like, you're welcome.
All right, Andrew. Ready? Crunch.
Crunch.
Cinnamon crunch. No, there's cinnamon.
When you hit your stomach before, it kind of sounds like you're tapping a watermelon.
Like the one we threw out the window at 80 miles an hour?
That now there's litigation against you.
There was nobody on the road.
Uh-huh.
It was a huge splatter. It was so much fun.
That's terrifying.
Then like, we went to the car wash at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was so much fun.
You honestly shouldn't be saying these things.
Because there was barbecue sauce under the rim of the car.
Why?
Of his mom's Delta 88. Because we were running over barbecue sauce bottles in the road.
What were you doing?
We had nothing to do.
Again, play the ska music. I'm going to come up with a whole movie based off of your 90s hijinks.
No, we'll see you next Friday. I mean, we'll see you Friday.
I wonder what your tagline would be in your 90s movie. We'll have to come up with one.
Okay. I got to go. Goodbye.